This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizers Report. Players, NFLPA, and Local 100 ULU all seem winners after owners' meeting. It's never over until it's over, but for at least one meeting, the bully boy owners in the National Football League have been forced to back away from their threats and ignore the even bigger bullying and Twitter threats of President Trump as well. Reports from an NFL owners' meeting in New York indicate that almost a dozen owners were present at the meeting physically, along with the NFL Players Association chief and about a dozen players. There was supposedly a dialogue on the issues of racial discrimination. Supposedly, there will be some initiatives taken by the league to support protests that alleviate racial discrimination. Among the players were some who had been part of protests. Importantly, despite earlier statements by some owners, like Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys, there was no discussion of any rule changes for the anthem. In fact, there were commitments that there would be no fines, penalties, or discipline for any players continuing to protest throughout the season. Before the meeting, former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, whose initial actions last year triggered these ongoing protests over racial discrimination and police brutality, filed a grievance accusing all the owners and teams throughout the league of collusion in their continuing refusal to hire him despite his record last year. The grievance goes to an arbitrator and, if successful, could trigger triple damages. Since his salary is $15 million, if awarded back pay because of the league's blackballing, he could collect up to $45 million. All of this seems to be pretty much a hands-down victory for the players, their union, and our own union, Local 100 United Labor Unions, who filed a charge with the NLRB Region 16 in Fort Worth over the disciplinary threats of Dallas Cowboys owner Jones. Not to be a wet blanket in a celebration, but this is likely to be a celebration for a battle won rather than the end of the war. The owners have been caught red-handed in violation of labor laws pointed out by Local 100, but also, according to other noted academic observers, in violation of basic free speech protections of the First Amendment of the Constitution, as well as the Civil Rights Act. They were also going to be in violation of their own labor agreement with the NFLPA, which blocks unilateral changes, or in fact any rule changes, once training camp ends and the season begins. The owners in the league, though, are still worried about the continued harassment from President Trump, though the 49ers owner publicly indicated that they just had to ignore all of that. The impact of fan reaction potentially accelerating the recent attendance decline and television rating slide is likely something that will command their attention more than the president, since it hits their pocketbooks directly. Is this now a charm offensive as the owners try to win back their own players first and try for a wink and nod at stepping up against racial injustice and hoping to exchange the public protests seen by the fans for private discussion and concessions brokered by the union? Given that they seem to be willing to invite Kaepernick to future meetings and he seems open to attending, I would almost bet on it. Some measure of the current victory, though, is a report that Jerry Jones, when confronted by Black Lives Matter protest in the lobby of the New York Meeting Hotel, listened and kept his mouth shut. For Local 100's part, that is a huge victory in itself, and depending on how the weekend games play out, could be sufficient for us to withdraw our charge at the labor bar for now. We'll have to wait and see, but in the meantime, as organizers everywhere would say, a win is a win. This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.